the United States Navy.
Now hear this. All plane captains lay up to the flight deck. All plane captains lay up to the flight deck.
That was given by a Navy man to Navy personnel. Now, I figure the sailor shouldn't be playing hide-and-seek with a pink cloud 10,000 feet up. It was my opinion that a guy could lose his touch that high up. That if you kept a sailor off the back of the ocean for too long, he might forget how to swim. However, last summer put the question to how wrong I could be. Prove that a sailor can handle both and handle them the way a sailor should. The whole thing started while I was on a destroyer touring the Pacific. Three men were flying a converted PBM toward the Hawaiian Islands.
Sweet Leilani, heavenly flower.
Call me, Skipper?
Oh, it must be wonderful to be in love, Dix.
Yeah, but how do you explain it to your mother? Dear Mom, I'm in love. And guess what? With a sailor.
She's a wave, sir.
Dix, we'll be calling Hawaii in about 3 minutes. What do you say we have her run over the rules once more?
Oh, you're just kidding, aren't you, Skipper?
The rules, youngster. You heard our commanding officer.
Oh. Yes, sir. Being of sound mind and body, but only 20 years old, I promise not to fall under the spell of the beautiful islands of Hawaii. I promise not to make any advances toward any member of the opposite sex, such as smiling or holding hands. I promise not to promise anything to any member of the opposite sex. So help me, Lieutenant Humphreys and Ensign Dixon, who are the two best pilots in the United States Navy. Amen.
Perfect. Can't see if he can get us aboard island.
Yes, sir.
Mother of his girl's on the other end. Look out, regulations.
Abel Baker Easy calling Ford Island. Abel Baker Easy calling Ford Island. Do you read me? Over.
Abel Baker 30, this is Ford Island. I read you. Over.
Hey, honey, it's me, Harry. Over.
Abel Baker Easy, this is Ford Island. Give me your position. Over.
What's wrong, honey? Is the old man there?
Not only here, but listening. Now get on with it, honey. Take over, man.
Yes, sir.
This is Abel Baker, 30, 4500 feet, 264 degrees, ETA, 18 minutes, over.
UC drone, 24 runway, weather clear, call the tower 4 minutes out, over and out, honey.
Sweet Lani, heavenly flower, yada, 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 yada.
Thank you, Patty, Maxine, and Laverne.
Some guy once said, see Paris and die, which is all right with me if you want to cash in your chips. But ask any sailor and he'll tell you to see Hawaii and live. Brother, they got the kind of nights that make every girl look like Lana Turner. And that ain't bad looking. Okay, so maybe the Navy cooks do hate the world, but you can take a lot of burnt beans for a night on a Hawaiian beach.
Let's sit down for a while, Harry.
Sure. Rudy, you got something on your mind.
Nothing important, only... Harry, haven't you got some news for me?
News?
Oh, so that's what's bothering you. No, not yet. I'm sure I answered the questions right. I know that my CO will give me a good recommendation. Only, honey, be patient. It takes 4 years to get through Annapolis, and I only applied a month ago.
Supposing you are accepted, then what?
Huh?
What about us?
I've been thinking about that. As soon as I find out, then you apply for a transfer, say, to Washington. And when they let me off the base,
they tell me that midshipmen can't get married.
Holy cow. We'd have to wait 4 years.
I can wait.
Well, then what are you worrying about?
Honey, did it ever dawn on you that I'm 10 months older than you are?
Did it ever dawn on you that I'm 70 pounds heavier than you are?
Be serious, Harry.
I bet you're going to shake your finger in my face. You know, I had a teacher in second grade.
I'm 21 now. I'll be 26 when you get your commission, and you'll only be 25.
Well, you can always dye your hair.
And that gold braid with those damp little college girls gazing up at you.
I'll carry a club.
Harry, you figured in 2 years you'd be a CPO. I'd jump at least a grade, and Harry, stop looking at me that way.
I promise not to make any advances toward any member of the opposite sex, such as smiling or holding hands.
Harry, what are you talking about? If you don't start making a little sense, Now hear this.
It's all well and good for the Navy to provide Hawaii with its rolling surf and moonlit nights. But the sailors who benefit also have to pay the piper. If you happen to be a member of a team that is flying a converted PBM, you roll out of the sack while the moon is shaking hands with the sun. If you happen to be the radio man of the team, you get your cold, your weather, and your hot coffee, and then climb into your flying togs and check your instruments.
Okay, here, Skipper.
What's a good word, Dix? Whatever you're ready. Drops. Increase RPM. Next year. Full inch. Drops. Down 1/2. Generator. All on. All stations report ready for takeoff. This is Abel Baker 3-0, ready for takeoff. Over.
Caller to Abel Baker 3-0. Cleared for normal left turn out of traffic takeoff. And good luck, honey. Over.
Roger, will call, and,
Harry.
Yes, sir.
Come on up and join the party.
On my way. Got a doll back here.
Well, did you ever see so much water?
Looks a lot bigger when the sky is full of enemy planes.
Oh, that's a happy thought. I brought you some coffee. Pretty good, too.
Oh, thanks.
Hold it, Dix.
Hmm?
What's wrong?
Up ahead about 11 o'clock.
Think we can skirt around her?
I'm going to try, but she's coming fast.
What is it, sir?
See that black mess just off the port bow?
Yes, sir.
That stuff is going to grow faster than you can blink your eye. And it's going to grow into one honey of a typhoon.
Oh, the sloppy Sue can take it. Baby's built for endurance.
Oh, the confidence of youth.
Go back and strap yourself in. Don't call unless you're in trouble.
Aye, aye, sir. And to think I turned down $100 a week selling ladies ready to wear.
The dictionary calls it a violent cyclonic storm. Doesn't even sound pretty in a book. The things that a sailor calls a typhoon don't get printed in a book. It's big. It's black. It's wind and it's rain. It's a fiery bundle of dynamite hell-bent for leather. The four winds screech and the thunder takes sideswipes at you with all four fists. It can toss a 300-foot destroyer around like a top. It can pick up an airplane and bounce it like a rubber ball. It tries to tie bow knots in the wings and a sheep shank around the body. Every instrument starts spinning in crazy circles, and the horizon kicks itself loose and tries to change places with the top of the world. It's nature's answer to a thing we humans created, called an atomic explosion.
How does it look, Dix?
Lousy.
That port wing can't take much more of this.
I'm more worried about the port engine. Can't you feather that prop?
Not a chance.
Well, we missed the center. Not by much, but we missed it.
Are you okay, kid?
Yes, sir. I mean, it's
letting up a little, I think.
Stand by.
Brother, take a look at that gauge.
I know. We've ripped open someplace. Harry.
Yes, sir.
Check your May West. I'm going to have to ditch, baby.
The life raft is right next to the hatch. Only I
was an order.
Aye, aye, sir.
Paul, we haven't got much of a chance. We ditch in the middle of this thing.
We're on a current that's pushing us away from a vertex.
On two engines, maybe.
I'll keep her on an even keel as long as I can.
We haven't got enough gas left to light a king-size cigarette.
I know.
Huh?
What is it?
9 o'clock. I can almost see through it. It's not half so black.
He's right, Dix.
Yeah. Now, Sloppy Sue just keeps her girdle on for another few minutes.
Harry, brace the chute behind your head. When we hit, we're going to hit hard.
Find a wide trough. Find a wide one.
Don't move after the first jolt. We'll skip a couple of times.
I know, sir.
I know you do. I just wanted to make sure that I did.
Come on, Paul. Let's get out of here.
I'm coming. You okay, sir?
Yeah. Only let's not be so formal. Kick that life raft out of the pool.
Hang on to the raft.
Oh, it's cold. Doesn't look cold, but it is.
You make it all right, Harry.
Sure. Wet, but in one piece.
Let's get aboard. You first, kid.
Yes, sir.
You next.
Give me a hand.
Easy. It's like a cork in a bottle.
Come on, Paul.
Yeah. I made it.
Sloppy Sue went down like a rock.
Well, we're not too bad off. The life raft is seaworthy. Food, water, medicine.
Yeah. She's got everything. Everything but wings.
Are you one of those individuals who look skyward each time you hear the roar of an aircraft engine and attempt to identify the type plane? It's a fascinating pastime, particularly near naval air stations, where one may see carrier-type jet fighters like the Panther or the Cutlass, flying boats like the Mars or Mercator, attack bombers like the Sky Raider or Mauler, or night fighters like the Sky Knight or Banshee. Equally fascinating are the jobs of the Blue Jackets, who service naval aircraft and maintain them in top condition. Carburetor men, propeller men, electricians, machinists, radio men. So remember, each time you see a naval aircraft sustained in flight, it's required the application of the thoroughgoing knowledge of several Navy Blue Jackets, who are skilled experts in specialized phases of naval aviation.
For thousands of years, the seafaring man was thought to be without fear. For thousands of years, the seafaring man strode with 7-league boats across the turbulent seas. And only the seafaring man knew his fears. His two fears. The sudden storm and the rudderless drifting that followed. Thanks to modern science, the searching plane, the radio beam, all has been conquered. Except the fear of the man who is drifting and the woman who is waiting for him to return.
7 hours overdue, no word, sir.
Yeah, I know it. Lieutenant Burns.
Yes, sir.
What's the latest from Weather Central?
The typhoon is pushing off to the north. According to their flight plan, they must have caught the tail of it. Closer to the top, we got a chart on it from a destroyer. The storm was moving right across their line of flight.
Keep listening for that Gibson Girl signal, young lady.
Yes, sir.
And contact that destroyer and give her the flight plan of that plane, also our estimated area of search.
Yes, sir.
We've charted the area of probability and divided it with the Air Force.
How soon can they take off?
0800.
You mean they're still weathered in?
Yes, sir.
Well, I'm going to contact the skipper of the Dixie. He wants to know how far they could have been blown off course.
Tell him...
Yeah. And let's make it a good guess.
You want me to crank?
No, I'm good for a while.
Don't wear yourself out, kid. We can be here for some time.
How are the supplies?
Like it says in the book, good for 30 days for 3 men.
Water? Plenty.
Unless we decide to take a shower.
Skipper, did you ever see a Gibson girl? What I mean is, That's a crazy name for a gimmick that sends a radio homing signal.
See the way you've got it jammed between your knees?
Yeah.
Well, the Gibson girl was before my time, but I understand she was built like this and like this.
Hey, how long you figure it'll be before they find us? I mean, they will find us, won't they, sir?
Now that the weather's cleared, a few hours, certainly before dark.
You were lucky, Paul. Outside of that cut over your right, we're in good shape. Things would be a lot worse.
All we need's a sense of humor, plenty of water, plenty of luck.
Skipper, look at those fins cutting around us.
Yeah, sharks. I hope they got a sense of humor.
Tower to Red Leader, I read you. Army is sweeping Section 4. I repeat, Section 4.
Right,
over and out.
Bonds, I'll contact them later. Now, Miss Lorraine, has there been any report of a radio signal from their area? They're down. They should be working the Gibson girl.
No, sir.
Has a maximum range of 200 miles. Unless they've started drifting away from
it. Tower, this is Navy Daniel Salt. Do you read me? Over.
Navy Dog Sugar 1-4. I read you loud and clear. Over.
On rescue flight from carrier. Have you a report? Over.
No report.
Following prearranged plan. Over and out.
It's been 3 days now, sir. Do you think maybe their sending set is out?
That's one possibility. I hope that's the only one.
My tongue feels like a stale loaf of bread.
9 days, Skipper. 9 days and we haven't even seen a plane.
Keep cranking.
Yes, sir. I mean, 9 days is a long time.
Things don't look good, Paul.
They look lousy. Does that satisfy you?
It's the water slapping the side of the raft. I even hear it when I sleep.
It's the sharks that get me. Don't they ever give up?
Eventually, if they find a better meal.
It's another pleasant thought.
You're sure full of some tasty thoughts.
I'm sorry. I'm trying to read our position. According to my figures, we're drifting away from the island. We're only making about 2 knots, but we're going the wrong way.
So
that signal has a 200-mile radius. We're drifting out of contact over 2 miles every hour.
Then why crank?
Because they'll still be looking for us. Any ship or plane that's on the prowl only has to get inside a 200-mile radius to hear us.
So we keep cranking.
Yeah, come here, hand it over. You grab some shut-eye.
My back is breaking.
What are you thinking about, Dix?
James.
Now? You're crazy.
No. If it was crazy, I'd be thinking about water.
The sea is swept day after day. Plane after plane takes off and comes back, refuels and takes off again. Every ship that is available scours the vastness of the Pacific, day after day, until a decision has to be made. A decision that means days have turned into weeks and the intensive search is off. All the planes and ships are to be on a lookout for survivors, except that the survivors are now officially listed as missing.
Dix, these marks you've been making, they stand for a week or 5 days.
5 days.
Oh, if only my eyes didn't ache. Rickenbacker was afloat for over a month. Even more.
How much longer will it crank?
Another 5 minutes. Take off 10 and crank 20.
Time for charm, Skipper?
Yeah. Starting today, we're going on half rations.
Suits me. I gotta force it down anyway.
I sure wish they had more variety. These dog biscuits taste like dog biscuits.
Stuff is packed for value. It's supposed to keep us alive, not put on weight.
I can play chopsticks at my ribs. How many Vuri flares we got left?
3. And we're saving.
Paul, it looked like the plane. I even heard it.
Well, we all did.
Dix.
Come off it, Harry.
Thou
1,000 miles from any braid who might take offense. We're halfway to... Anyway, it's a great level.
Did you say these lines were a week or only 5 days?
4 straight ones, and they crossed it off for the 5th day. Frankly, I didn't think I'd cover that much canvas.
I hope we catch an overcast tomorrow. That sun dries you out.
Burns right through you. Skin gets like paper.
17 days, right?
18, edit yourself.
We can squeeze an extra 6 days out of the ration.
Let's see. 18 days of food. We left on the 5th. That makes today the 23rd. Hey, fellas, no more rules. I'm on my own.
What's he talking about? Remember? I promise not to fall under the spell of the islands. So help me, the 2 best pilots in the world.
Yeah.
Don't you get it? This is the 24th. It's my birthday. I'm 21.
Well, what do you know? Today he is a man.
Yeah. The hard way.
The Pacific is a sizable pond of water, with just enough burnt-out volcanoes and coral reefs to make it interesting. I was chief on a tin can called the Perry, just finishing a tour of the most uninteresting ports of call. We had left Guam and were steaming toward the Pacific playground called the Hawaiian Islands. Now, a playground can be a pretty dull place if you happen to have a serious case of the shorts. And my case was most serious, since I had only $4 left out of the next month's pay. To remedy the situation, I was having a heart-to-heart talk with a radio man first class.
Lord Broach, I'm on duty. My orders say I'm not to be disturbed.
Word sure gets around this tub fast.
The radio shack is crowded enough, and so if you have nothing special in your mind, I will concentrate on my equipment.
As a matter of fact, I do have something on my mind. I'm about to requisition a small loan of, say, $20.
Can't hear you.
15?
You know, I'll bet I could get out of the Navy with this bum here.
You can hear me.
Now, that's no tone of voice to use to a prospective creditor.
Come on, Kelly, loosen up. The island is loaded with my markers, and I'm duty-bound to pay cash.
Boats, you have my sympathy.
Never mind the sympathy. How about some cash?
Not even 5. And I'm referring to a nickel.
You sound like you don't trust me.
Look, Boats, I trust you like a... Hey, wait a minute. Quiet.
I didn't say anything.
Boats. Those guys that were missing, how long ago was it?
3 weeks, maybe longer.
I swear that was a Gibsonville signal.
Well, get a fix on it. I'll get the captain.
Yeah, and get him quick. The thing is fading.
Don't let it fade. Get it in our backyard and keep it there.
Try and keep out of the sun, kid. You can end up with a 3rd-degree burn.
Skipper, I can't even keep those sugar drops in my stomach.
Don't talk, kid. Just rest. How about you, Paul? When are you going to relax?
The sun will be down soon. It's easier when the sun is down.
Where was the sun when we needed it? Paul, let's have another try at catching some fish.
Go ahead. Well, if you hook onto another shark, let go. We came close to capsizing.
Yeah, sure.
What are you doing, Harry? Praying? Funny, I was praying last night. I prayed for a plane. Sure enough, I saw one.
Keep your head covered, kid.
Hold on, Harry. I'll let it get you again.
Well, I was only praying.
We're all praying.
This time I was praying for a ship. And you know something? When I opened my eyes, I saw a ship. Funny, isn't it?
Yeah. The ocean plays lots of tricks.
It's just a nibble. Just let one of them get close and we'll have fish for dinner.
I always used to pray for a ship to come from Pearl Harbor. But it never came.
It will.
This time I prayed for it to come from Frisco. And there it was.
Keep praying.
And the funny thing, Skipper, is that every time I turn to look, it seems to get bigger.
Just so long as it doesn't run us down.
Walk
the little ways are LSTs.
The big ones are carriers.
Skipper, he's got it, I got it, because... Skipper, it's there, isn't it? Isn't it? Oh, God. God.
God. This time it's so real, I can almost hear it.
Kid, this time it's real. I gotta play it quiet.
It's a ship, Dick. It's a great, big, beautiful ship. Break out the last flare.
It's an order.
The most beautiful order I ever used. Harry, you sure did some powerful praying.
Me? I prayed for a carrier. That's a new destroyer.
But we finally got all three aboard. They'd been afloat for over 3 weeks, and they weren't pretty to look at. We got them showered down and tucked between clean sheets. They had every kind of sore you can think of. The lieutenant's eye was infected. The kid was awake with the screaming meanies. And the ensign, he spent the first night trying to land a fish. A big fish. By the end of the second day, they could have visitors, so I dropped in on them.
Hey, mate, you got a cigarette?
Sure. Here.
Mind lighting me up?
Hold still.
Thanks. Can't believe it. Can't believe it.
Relax, sailor. You'll be back in Pearl in a day and a half.
I know I'm going to wake up. I know it.
He'll get over it. Just don't watch him. Don't watch him. You, Harry?
Yes?
I got a message for you. A girl named Rita, a wave.
She's my girl. We're going to be married.
Yeah. Well, I promised her I'd do it, and I never break a promise.
Hey, cut it out!
30 years in the Navy, and I end up kissing a sailor. A seaman, first class. Okay, so I promised this girl I'd deliver a message, only how was I to know what it was? We drifted into Pearl, signed off our charges, and got ourselves a lead. Got an extra 3 days, too. One for each guy that we rescued. So, like I said in the beginning, you never can tell when those glamour boy pilots are going to do you a favor.
Broadcasting Company, in cooperation with the United States Navy Recruiting Service, has brought you another in the series of dramatic incidents based on the experiences of the men and women of the United States Navy. In today's story, Boats was Arnold Robertson. The cast included Charita Bauer, Ian Martin, Gilbert Mack, Mason Adams, Jimmy Lipton, and Bill Quinn. The program was written and directed by David Harmon and produced by Chick Vincent and Cy Levine. Tune in again next week at this same time when the National Broadcasting Company will once again present...
Now hear this!
Stay tuned for You Can't Take It With You, next over NBC.